With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
And as we've seen recently, Philadelphia's crime problem has had a huge human cost. Now, the city controller has issued a report on what it cost the cities financially. More from this from KYW's the City Hall Bureau Chief, Pat Loeb.
Controller Rebecca Reinhardt says she's watched the toll of violence with the same heartache as anyone.
I wanted to do something.
So she did what her job allows.
Look at what is the economic impact of gun violence in Philadelphia.
Using a complex formula, Reinhardt estimates that each homicide reduces housing values by 2.3%, and that decreasing the homicide rate by 10% a year would increase tax revenue by more than $100 million over 5 years. She goes a step further to recommend programs to reduce the homicide rate, mainly focused deterrence, a technique the city used from 2013 until District Attorney Larry Krasner took office. It was credited with a 35% reduction in shootings. When it was abandoned in 2018, homicides rose to the highest number in 11 years. The Kenney administration says it's already working on restoring the program. It adds that the controller's report mirrors the conclusions in its own anti-violence plan, which started last January. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.